Well, hello and welcome to the first episode of Inside Lincoln's Ghetto Podcast. I'm Michael R. Pope, author of the Lincoln's Ghetto historical fiction novel series and the Lincoln's Ghetto universe. You may have heard of this new and unique book reading experience that goes beyond reading the books and travels into an immersive experience challenging more of your senses. I have created the Lincoln's Ghetto universe that allows you to engage in these novels in various ways, in book and out of book. The M. Pope Media website has various ways to engage this multi-generational take on history with multimedia engagements during and after the reading of each novel. You'll experience intrigue, mystery, suspense, nostalgia, and a bit of thrill in the Lincoln's Ghetto universe. I know your time is valuable, so I generously welcome you and thank you for coming inside this space. If you are new to Lincoln's Ghetto series, you may ask the question, what is Lincoln's Ghetto? I like to explain it this way. Lincoln's Ghetto is a place many of you call home, whether you know it or not. It is housed in at the intersection of historical facts and alternate historical history. It has a bodega on the corner of What If and Hell Yeah. If you are here, it's probably because you asked that question, What If, many times, which means you are curious and awake. Or you like history. Or you like to read an alternate view of reality about this country. Or you just like a good read that you're familiar with. Whatever it is, thank you for joining on, and you'll find it in this series. Trust me, I won't disappoint you. I crafted this series from the foundation of being born in Washington, D.C. in 1960 and riding out all of the social upheaval and fights for equality. Yeah, I'm a bloomer. My parents were part of the greatest generation. Incredible time. A time of questioning our nation's history, our actions as people, and questioning the actions of my people, the Native Black American community. I shy away from using the term African American because I was born in the U.S. I understand that my great-great-great-grandparents, whoever they are, I have no idea who they were or which African nation they originated from. But they are in my DNA. But my cultural DNA is from this land. Oh, if I could fly the flag of my ancestors, I certainly would. Oh, but that was stolen. I'll get to that later. But I started this writing journey asking the question, what if Abraham Lincoln had reparations for freed slaves? But of course, since he was murdered, the answer will never be revealed, especially by the power structures of the 1860s. So then I asked myself, what if his murder was to hide this secret reparations for the new freed Native Americans he was holding back? He was brilliant, right? He couldn't have just said, hey, you're free, bye. Or did he? And what if these secrets not only got him killed for the repercussions feared would develop if Native Black people had money for gaining resources? And what if there were other secrets Lincoln held that heavily influenced his decisions to not only free the enslaved, but there was much more that would be revealed about the Native Black people that would upset the balance of the new nation? Now it's getting thick. And what if Lincoln knew the reparations was only the beginning of the unleashing of a more powerful and influential way of life for the Native people? He knew this would create an altering seismic shift in the American society that would emerge once the Native Black people of America gained independence. Apple cart been tipped. In my fictional history, this scared the shit out of the current power structure. And if these secrets were ever revealed, well, that'd be a wrap for this Western European experiment, a colossal fail across Western Europe, and a win for Africans and Native peoples already residing in the U.S. You know they would be mad AF. That's all I will say about that for now. But I bid you welcome. Welcome to M. Pope Media and the universe of Lincoln's Ghetto. That's what it's about, y'all. There are currently 4 books in the series available on Amazon as of this recording, but I will make them available on other platforms as this evolves. I'm new to this whole self-publishing game and fiction writing, but I'm not new to storytelling. So I still have some holes to fill as far as that's concerned. And I would appreciate your assistance in helping me push this forward across the country. I thank you, I hear you, and I see you. Hell, my life led me to this point. From childhood, blanketed with the Kennedy assassinations, space shots, Vietnam War, Malcolm and Martin being assassinated, Nixon's debacle, mass national civic protest, the tuning out and turning on vibe, the evolution of beat-centered music with poetry underlying of civic and revolutionary overtones. That's a long way of saying rap and hip-hop. I consider most of the current day stuff watered-down suburban storytelling of truths. Don't hate. I'm just saying. In my time of growing, we called it the last poets. They didn't play about what was really the overtone of society. From the Beatles to Motown, Hendrix to P-Funk, Go-Go to Return to Forever, I lived through the sights and sounds of the next greatest civic transition of our society after the Civil War and Reconstruction. What sits at the gate of all that change was the deal. The deal that was reneged on by the powers of the states and federal government. The reversal of what Lincoln started. I mean, notice, as soon as he was out of the picture and a few years went by, the true essence of U.S. leadership popped out of its holes like whack-a-moles. Jim Crow, whack-a-mole. Redlining, whack-a-mole. Dismantling of black communities, whack-a-mole. No voting, taking of land, taking of money, save money about peoples of color. Altering history books, whack-a-mole. Reallocating federal funds of schools, separate but not equal, whack-a-mole. And more theft, death, and more dismantling of the native peoples of this land. But this is a historical, fictional tale. It started in the hood. Right around the time when neighbors stopped being neighborly, and only the hoods were the loudest. Diamond in the back, sunroofed, you know the song. Hell, in my story, on the south side of Chicago in 1977, post-Huey Newton, post-MLK, post-Malcolm, post bombed out and rezoned native black communities, my story takes place during the transition period when Americans started to take sides in the midst of new laws of access and fake equality. If you were an elementary school kid during these times, you would have been dumping the boring history book storyland tales and loading up on tales of the Crip, the Black, the riots, the white flight, the decaying of the hood, that was still trying to hang on to the last days and times of community and unity. Right on. Black power. Power to the people. I mean, remember consistent backyard cookouts, bid whiffs, spades, hula hooping, basement parties, bike riding, lake swimming, black movie going, comic book reading, hot riding, album collecting? Remember feeling normal as the TV continued to show the norms slowly eroding? Not perfect, but full of wonder, mystery, and taboo. So now, we know it all. 2026, we see it all. We can dig into all of the true history of the nation, all of its secrets, all of the people and stories that caused the degradation of an entire cultural class of Americans. We see it all. All of it. No more secrets. We got TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Substack, podcast, every news and history outlet at our fingertips. No excuses. Yet we still ask questions like we did decades ago and then slowly drink the Kool-Aid, go back to binge watching and doom scrolling and doom scrolling and doom scrolling. The lies we were told, our parents started to believe them. Wealth gaps increased. Distractions from the truths about a major sector of our society being degraded and paraded on all of our screens in front of our new eyeballs. No mass push to help black native people to economically catch up on a broad scale. The gap increasing still today. Yet, no compromise, no repair offered. I mean, didn't we pay premiums for 400 years? But I digress. Let me not go there. The major product black Americans now create is sweat, like ball sports, singing and dancing, running and jumping. You know what I mean? That's where the money is, right? The money. The money. That sweat used to build everything in this country. Damn. So here we are, folks. What we have remaining is possibly our last opportunity to dream. Dream of creating again. This may be the last shot to make the federal system atone for the theft, greed, murder, rape, and reculturing of existing culture. But it's going to take some creativity with this group and the groups to come. So this series will attempt to take that last shot. It will get you amped up, collecting, recollecting, laughing, crying, and cringing. This is not a revolutionary manifesto. Oh, no. It's not about that, though I may sound that way. It has no gratuitous sex or violence. Nope. Just real life experiences shaped into a broader story of hope, humor, and possibilities. The dream. Well, if you stayed with me this long, I thank you for listening. And I ask you to join the Lincoln's Ghetto movement. Join me in trying to help stimulate our collective minds with past, present, and future dreams in conversation and questioning and seeking answers. I must admit, much of this tale is based on factual and personal experiences. Like a lot of new writers, we write about what we know about. But I have traveled the world. In my various career jobs as a journalist, photographer, U.S. military veteran, homeland security veteran, and a father, I'm honoring the people and places that have shaped my life. I realize that their stories are my stories. Thus, they are also our stories. So if you want a free copy of the prequel to the Lincoln's Ghetto series, it's called Lincoln's Gift. Just subscribe to the mailing list on impopemedia.com, impopemedia.com, and let the adventure begin. It is a great setup for the journey. You'll get all the details and layouts from 1860s all the way up to today, to the 1970s when the story begins. And you can always refer back to it if you get lost. You'll find much more information there about the series and even more on Impope Media. So there's music and images that shape the series book by book. So it's immersive. So log on to impopemedia.com and we'll talk. Write me, hit me up. When we talk, I write. Your stories may end up in my future novels. This thing's strictly organic, folks. No shake, no cut, pure raw. So yeah, it gets a bit gritty. We are adults here, but I keep it mostly clean. Mostly. Like our lives, huh? Lincoln's Ghetto is real, y'all. Welcome to the ghetto. I'll holler at y'all at the next episode. Appreciate you. Peace.